No, I learned not because so much of Haddon, but because of the atmosphere again, very much. I learned many things there because the dissociation experiments, which have been crucial for my the rest of my career, the self-recognition experiments. Now, what I did learn personally there is the fantastic individuality of cells. But the cells were not just bricks.
You're making experiments.
They had a fantastic amount of information in them. And the possibility of changing with known factors, namely with mutations, Atenapedia, Aristapedia, and so on, the affinity of the cells, the recognition of the cells. The fundamental discovery is that the cells recognize by the position, not by the determination, but they know, they carry in themselves a label of the position from which they derive. That was a fantastic experience. It's the first time I did reach mentally the level of cells. No, but going to the clonal analysis. The conclusion from the cell dissociation experiments is that certain cell types, not all, perhaps not, but certain critics was they were already determined. The imaginal disc had already cells which were already completely committed. But this could not be because according to the description of Waddington, the cells in the pupae had, the wing in the pupae or the organs had to grow a lot still. And it's impossible that there's a lot of growth if the cells are already committed, unless the growth is on the other cells, which was not again favored by the Charanov analysis, could not be. So the thing I did is I asked here a medical doctor to get an X-ray machine and just produce a series of collected the irradiated larvae heterozygous for multiple hair every 8 hours and just brought the collection to Caltech, saying if I am going to give a seminar, as I did in Chicago, they invited me to give a seminar, say I may as well look to it. There are going to be very few cases because the recombination event is very rare, according to Stern, but the surprise is that there are hundreds everywhere, and that the clone size increases every 8 hours and so on. And that was, I would say, the real revelation of my life. And that was a fantastic, I remember when I saw that in Caltech, before the conference, the talk I gave in Chicago, said this is the radiography of development. We can tell at the level of cells, numbers, and other things that start appearing because there were certain limitations, they would not cross, not in anterior-posterior, because there was no way you didn't have
the first perspective of the